Why don't I ever hear from God? He's never spoken to me like my dad was talking about, and I'm a good listener.
Well, there's a very specific way that we can listen to God. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I'm so glad that you're listening. As always, my name is Zach. A famous preacher once said, if you want to hear God speak, then read the Bible. And if you want to hear him speak out loud, then read the Bible out loud. He was being funny, but in a way, very true. The best way to hear from God is to read his word, the Bible. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says, all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. And now let's listen to our story. It's called Good Listener. Anna makes me so mad, declared Kenzo. She never listens to anyone else's ideas, and she always whispers in class, I wish she'd just sit still for 1 minute and listen to what someone else is saying. Well, just be sure you don't let her keep you from listening when your teacher is speaking, said Mom. Listening is your responsibility. After dinner, it was Kenzo's turn to read a selection for family devotions. He quickly read through the verses, then shut the Bible. Okay, so can we pray now? He asked, sitting on the edge of his chair. I have homework to do. In a minute, said Dad. I have a praise to share. This morning, I read Ephesians 4:32 and realized that the Lord was telling me to forgive a man at work for something he had said about me. I prayed about it, and I trusted God to help me let go of my bitter attitude and forgive him. It was hard to do, but I feel so much better now. How does God speak to you? Asked Kenzo. He never speaks to me like that. Could it be that you don't take time to listen? Asked Dad. I listen, said Kenzo. My teacher says I'm one of her best listeners. Listening to God is a bit different, though, Mom said. God speaks to us through his word, the Bible. When we read it and listen to what it says, the Holy Spirit speaks its truth to our hearts. Just like this morning when I read that verse about forgiveness and God spoke to me through it and made me realize that I had to do what it says, Dad added. As we listen to God's voice in the Bible and carefully think about the verses we read, the Holy Spirit helps us understand the truth he wants us to know and live it out in our lives. But we won't know what he's saying unless we listen. Remember how you wished your friend Anna could sit still for 1 minute? Asked Mom. I think God would like you to sit still and listen to him speak. So, how about you? Are you a good listener when other people are talking? How about when God is talking? He speaks to us through his word, the Bible. Read it and then meditate on it by thinking about what it says. God often also speaks through pastors and teachers or through parents and friends who help us understand the truth of God's word. Trust him to help you be still and listen to what he has to say. Our key verse is Psalm 46:10.
Be still and know that I am God.
And our key thought for today, listen to God.
Hey, Zach, why is the dog scary, even when we believe in God?
Hey, Sebastian, thanks for sending me your question. It's a good one. You know, I used to be afraid of the dark, too. Lots of things can be scary, even if you believe in God. For example, bees and thunderstorms, shots at the doctor, and so on. Just because you believe in God doesn't mean you won't be afraid sometimes. But you don't have to let fear take over. For example, next time you're in the dark, remember that God can help you. In 1 John 1:5, it says, this is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. It's okay to be a little afraid of the dark. Just remember that God will help you and be like your spiritual flashlight. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.